Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County Commissioners to hold hearing on drag racing closures. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Commissioners will hold a public hearing today on a proposed temporary road closure to host drag racing events. The request submitted by 307 Outlaw Streets LLC would close Little Powder River Road for two weekends in 2025, August 8th through the 10th and September 12th through the 14th. Racing would occur on Saturdays only, with setup and teardown on Fridays and Sundays. The public hearing is scheduled for 10:15 a.m. in the commission chambers. The full meeting begins at 9 a.m. Proceedings will air live on GPA TV channel 192. In other business, the board will consider a nearly $1 million grant amendment for apron improvements at the Northeast Wyoming Regional Airport and an extension for the Pronghorn Industrial Park project. Other items to be covered during the meeting: the Campbell County Health Officer Grant Agreement, creation and classification of landfill superintendent, service provider agreement for the Adult Treatment Courts and Stepstone Counseling LLC, and optional 1% funding discussion for Gillette Reproductive Health. Moorcroft man charged with sex crimes, brother in Minnesota convicted in similar case. A Moorcroft man accused of sexually abusing young girls at church is scheduled to enter a plea on July 10th in Crook County District Court. Cowboy State Daily reported Charles Chuck Massey faces five sex-related charges, including four counts of second-degree sexual abuse of a minor. Authorities say the incidents occurred more than a decade ago at the Old Apostolic Lutheran Church in Moorcroft and involved girls as young as kindergarten age. In a disturbing connection, Chuck's brother, Clint Massey, pleaded guilty in Minnesota last December to similar charges involving young girls at the Old Apostolic Lutheran Church in Duluth. Both sets of accusations involve groping during church gatherings. Chuck Massey allegedly confessed to a counselor in May, prompting a mandatory report to police. Multiple victims later came forward during forensic interviews in Casper. Massey is currently free on a $20,000 bond. If convicted, he faces decades in prison. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.